Blog Talk Radio.
The intro for you, let's go.
Secret Talking Radio, man. Monday and Friday, 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Shout out to the host, L Bug, my man T Row, Joel the G, we're popping, baby. Yeah. You heard it here first, by the way. Streets is watching, sports is popping. L Boogie and T Row, no other option. The Streets is Talking Radio live Monday and Friday, 9 p.m. Eastern Time, Freestyle Fridays. You heard it here first when you step into that asylum. Joel's the G, LA banging, them niggas wildin'. T Row from that redneck state, I'm talking Dallas. That's why he run with nothing but shooters like Key and Maverick. L Boogie from the cutthroat state, land of the heartless. And even though he's good, I still got him regardless. G and me, it's all my music empire. The Streets is talking, the radio's live, tune in the fire. Yeah. Streets is Talking Radio, man. Tune in every Monday and Friday, 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Shout out my man L Boogie, T Row, Joel the G. Shout out to Dallas, LA, Cleveland. I go by the name of the finesse, people. Go on my music empire. Streets is talking. Tune in.
Man, the Streets is Talking sports talk show with a twist of hip hop. I'm your host, L Boogie. My co-host, Joel's the G from L.A., and T-Row from Dallas, Texas. What the deal, world? T-Row, what the deal, baby?
Hey, hey, Freestyle Friday. You know what it is. The NFL is back. Got a lot of games on. You know what it is. Had a lot of impressive players yesterday playing in the preseason. You know, got some quarterback situations. Got some baseball jumping off. L Boogie, it's Friday. It's hot. And it's Freestyle Friday. What's the deal with you, baby, on that side?
Oh, man, you know, I just been, you know, in the streets, man. Just in the streets, you know, hearing some things, some grumblings, some rumblings. I've been trying to get my with my snitches and my informants on what's going on out here in the sports world, man. And like I keep trying to tell everybody, man, we the UGK of the sports talk. You already know, baby.
That's what it is. That's what it is. You want to tell the people what happened to us on Monday? You know, we had a lot of laws around them, you know, trying to shut us down on Monday. And, you know, the show was shortcut. So explain to the people what happened to us, baby.
Well, you know, like 2 Chainz said, the feds watching, baby. So we got unplugged because, you know how you be fighting it. You be fighting the devil, man. And, you know, we're going to stay spiritual, but they can't hold us down. You know, we're going to keep telling a friend to tell a friend to tell a girlfriend. 347-855-8896. BTR, which stands for Blog Talk Radio. Man, go to Category Sports in the search box. We done changed it up because of the trademarks and the money issue. We call it the Streets is Talking. That's what a D-A, not T-H-E, baby. But anyway, let's get to this sports talk. And we also going to talk about the Kendrick Lamar verse. You know, we cannot stop talking about that. That's the hip-hop that we're going to holler about and some more things on that. But first things first, Ro, I've been hearing some implications and some grumblings. Listen to this story. And I need the world to just, you know, agree or disagree. A-Rod, Alex Rodriguez, is alleged that one of his guys in his circle, quote-unquote his circle, was has got documentation to set up Ryan Braun and his teammate, Cervelli, the catcher. Do you think that's true? That's just allegations. As allegations in the streets, I'm hearing it from my snitches in the streets. What do you think?
Ah, here we go again, man. I'm tired of hearing about A-Rod. And then now we're talking about A-Rod's people, throwing people up under the bus now. Man, look, L Boogie, you know what it is, man. Streets is talking, man. You know what people are doing, man. It's these media folk. They getting sneaky nowadays. They breaking in the houses and, you know what I'm saying, trying to get this information, getting people tipsy at the bar and, you know, getting all the information that they can. I don't believe it's true, man. I don't think A-Rod would have done anybody like that. Yeah, he's trying to fight for his own life, and but, you know, he make more than anybody. $28 million is what he's owed, you know. So, I mean, come on, man. Stop talking about A-Rod. We've been talking about A-Rod for so long, and now we're going to talk about A-Rod people is putting names out there. Come on, man. They just want to put A-Rod on a pedestal so high just to see him smash down on his bottom lip, L Boogie. And, you know, it's going to happen. Whether he puts it out there or whether he doesn't, he going to fall on his face one of these times. And once baseball get it together, they're going to stick it to A-Rod. So I just need the media to back up, man, and stop, you know, putting A-Rod's people in the mix now. Because, come on, man. That ain't no way. I mean, it's just these media people are getting sneaky. They done found a way to get the information, and so they're going to blame it on A-Rod's people. Enough is enough, man, and we all know how it works. Once you get a story, you want to make it big, but you got to just let it be gone, man. A-Rod's going to get his time. The rest of the guys who have been suspended already, they've already accepted their you know, their fair time that they're going to get, their suspension length. And so just let it be, man. We don't need to hear anything else about what's going on with A-Rod and who he's telling on and whatever. You know what I mean? Streets, man. Media is just getting too far with this, man. L Boogie, what do you think? Because I'm tired of A-Rod. You know, this your team. This the Yankees. I already don't give a damn about the Yankees. I like the captain, Mr. November. But, you know, the rest of them, you know, it's just hard for me to – well, I like Mariano, too. Okay, Mariano Rivera, you got me there. Can't hate on him. But the rest of them suckers, they can, you know, they eat up till they hiccup. You know what I mean? So what's your thoughts on A-Rod and what's going on with his people? Hold on, where you go? You on mute? Where, L Boogie, what's
this? I'm back. I'm back. I think A-Rod is been hit for the cycle. He didn't hit for the cycle. He's been implicated or, you know, lied at first. Then he told the truth about him using steroids in 03. He's lied again. His whole career is a fraud. I don't know what to believe. I don't know what to believe anymore. I don't know. But part of me say it's true, so he won't be the only one to go down. But part of me is saying the media is just stirring that pot. They're just trying to kick him while he's down. But I think this is one of these reporters that had it out for A-Rod since day one. You know that reporter that's been having it out with a university, for an example, SMU, and they just been digging and just waiting for the time to get him. And I think that's what's happening to A-Rod. All these things are coming up, this biogenic scandal. And it's hurting his image. And like I said, it don't take back the money. It don't matter. It don't take back the money. So he can be all the frauds he want to be. But perception is reality. We perceived he was the best player in baseball. Look at you now. Look at you now. I was watching Scarface the other night. Man, I'm hyped, man. Look at you now.
Yeah, buddy. So, he putting his foot in his mouth too far, man. And it is what it is. And I really don't see him getting out of this one. It's going to be tough, but we're going to see. You know what I mean?
Very, very tough. Now, Ro, let me ask you this. Next topic. I've been hearing about former players in a collective bargaining agreement with the NFL that, you know, they want to, you know, use or go into a situation where they want to start testing for HGH. And the players are, you know, stifling at that. They're, you know, like, no, don't do that. But, you know, because they are testing for PEDs. Now, for our audience out there who doesn't know, there's a difference between HGH, which stands for human growth hormones, and PED, performance-enhancing drugs. HGH is more of a recovery drug. When you're hurt, it helps you recover a little bit faster. And the NFL isn't testing for that. But they're testing for performance-enhancing drugs. Siro, let me ask you this. Where do you think the NFL is going with this?
In the right direction, to be honest with you, L Boogie. I'll give it up for football. It's the most physical, the most hard-hitting sport that we have today. You know, give it right next to hockey, you know what I'm saying? But football really makes you pay. And each week, these guys are going out trying to tear your head off, trying to get that check. And, you know, they take the punishment. Running backs, quarterbacks, offensive linemen, defensive linemen, every guy that touches that field is subject to getting one of those ones that hurt like you ain't never had it hurt before. And if you in a situation to where you tear an ACL or an MCL or you break your femur or, you know, you your tricep muscles, you know, if you are one of those guys who have done something to your body in that type of fashion, you need the HGH. Because it helps you get back into shape. It helps you get back to the form that you need. And that's what the players are really taking, you know, nowadays to get back on the field a little bit quicker than normal. Now, with the PEDs, you can label that as a steroid because, you know, with one of those, you got to get a shot. And that's with the PED. That's where you shoot yourself in the arm, in the hip, in the ass, wherever you want to shoot yourself to get that adrenaline boost so that, you know, you can get that motivation to work out a little bit harder, to run a couple of more stairs than normal stadium stairs that you normally do. So, you know, for those that are really injured and have to go through that rehab to get back to where they once were, you know, I'm with the HGH. It's the PEDs that I have an issue with, L Boogie, because the PEDs are more closely guarded towards the steroid, you know what I mean? To whereas HGH is something that's going to, you know, it's something that the players really need, you know what I mean? And if they start testing for that, we're going to see a lot of guys, you know, we got to get the game straight. Not saying that it's salty or faulty right now, but you never know. It might be some guys out there getting away with it because I see some guys nowadays who are bigger than, I mean, there's some guys out there big. Some guys, for instance, are bigger without their pads on than when they do and they put their pads on. So, you know, I hope that they can get it together because we're not baseball. You know what I mean? We ain't going to try to hide from it. We're going to put it out there and we're going to let it be known what's going on. So I like that matter. Do you like it? Do you like what they're going to be testing for? Or do you think that it's going to halter the game somewhat?
The streets is talking, and when the streets is talking, we like E.F. Hutton. Everybody listening. Of course I don't like it. We in the streets, baby. We need checks and balances. I need something to be illegal. I need it. We need it. We don't need to be tested for no HGH. Let it be. We already tested for PEDs. We need something. Just like the police and the COs and the social workers, they need a job, so we need crime. We need it. So I'm against it. We don't need no HGH testing. We don't need to use ex-NFL players to use them as guinea pigs. I like it just the way it is. But let them keep using Ella spray, baby. Streets. Man, quick shout out, bro, before we get to the next topic, man. Quick shout out to my quarterback, man. Used to be my quarterback, led me to the state championship last year, man. Jack, I know you out there, man. Jack of all trades, man. My man Jack Tamer, man. He was my QB. My sister, you know, one of my sisters, you know, went to school with me, Crystal Clay Brooks. I see you out there, baby. She just hit me on the Facebook, man. Listen, we hired Ro, UGK of this thing here, man. Kimmy, I see you. Hey, listen to this, Ro. You saw Vic last night.
Yeah.
Did he impress you? And secondly, you know, I got my streets, my people in the streets, and I've been, you know, my thing. He, in a post-game press conference, said that he thinks Chip Kelly is back to him loving the game. Was that a shot at Andy Reid, man? Was that a little shot to the kidney a little bit?
All right, first things first. Was I impressed with Michael Vick? Yes, for the simple fact that he was, you know, in the second quarter went 9-for-10. He was actually 9-for-9. Tried to throw a Hail Mary pass that got intercepted before halftime, which would make him 9-for-10. But he looked good last night. You know what I mean? He looked like a normal Michael Vick type of guy. As far as what he said after the game, was it a shot at Andy Reid to the kidney? Not too much. Because when you have to remember, like we talked about a couple of shows back, Michael Vick was once the most exciting player or the most entertaining player on the field when he stepped in between the lines before he went to jail. And, you know, when he was in Atlanta, he had a coach that tried to fit the system around him to where, you know, we got to see all the good of that guy. But now that, you know, he's been through Andy Reid's system for the last 2 or 3 years, and now Andy Reid's gone and Chip Kelly's there, plot out. You know, you got a coach who wants to liven it up, get the plays going within 25, 30 seconds, and, you know, get it going. And this particular play calling, this particular play style fits Michael Vick's alley. You know, he doesn't have to get back there and read. He can get back there and just take off if he needs to. So he's going to get his chances at redeeming himself with his feet. Hopefully he can take some better slides and learn how to get out of bounds a little bit quicker. But this is the type of play system that he has been looking for since he's been back in the NFL. And it's just unfortunate that Andy Reid and his coaching system couldn't get it together. It has taken a college coach to bring his coaching style up a level to help Michael Vick see that, you know, hey, I still can do this and I got a couple more years to, you know, really, you know, get back into the way I used to do it. You know what I mean? And I think Chip Kelly is going to try to bring that out of Michael Vick. And with the quarterback competition over there, you know, it's helping Michael Vick concentrate and be a little bit more poised in order to go out there and do the things that we've been seeing him do in the last 2 preseason games. So, yeah, very impressed at what I saw with Michael Vick. But, no, I don't think it was a kidney shot to Andy Reid by any means.
Well, you know, I thought it was a shot. He didn't have to say that. You know, Andy Reid brought you back in when a lot of teams didn't even want you. They thought you were a felon, which you are. No disrespect to you, but you're a felon. And just like on any job when you're a felon, they don't be wanting you back. But Andy gave you a second chance. And you hitting with that is fun again. It wasn't fun under Andy for 3 years, who gave you another $100 million. I don't know,
yeah.
Bro. But did he look good last night? I have to agree, he looked good. But once again, being Michael Vick, he didn't want to slide.
He don't know how to slide.
And you know, he gonna get his, you know. I think he's going to get his block knocked off once again because he keeps fighting for the yard. He doesn't want to go out of bounds. You saw the 2 hits he took. It's going to be trouble. Nick, be ready, baby. See, I know what Chip is doing. He's getting Nick ready.
This album is dedicated to
he's getting him ready.
Keep it juicy then. Straight.
When we come back, we're going to talk about, are the Browns for real? Mike Shanahan and RG3, is it any friction there? We're going to continue to elaborate on that. Man, it's going down. Cam Newton. Huh. Ooh. Streets is talking. 347-855-8896. And don't forget, tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a girlfriend. With my co-host, Jewel the D&T, bro.
Take it this far. Now I'm in the limelight because I rhyme tight. Time to get paid, blow up like the World Trade. Born sinner, the opposite of a winner. Remember when I used to eat sardines? Dean for dinner. Pizza of Raw G, Brucey B, Kick Capri. Funk Master Flex, Love Bug, Star Ski. I'm blowing up like you thought I would. Call a crib, same number, same hood. It's all good. And if you don't know, now you know, nigga. With Robin Leach, and I'm far from cheap. I smoke stuff with my peeps all day. Spread love, it's the Brooklyn way. The Moet and Alizé keep me pissy. Girls used to diss me, now they write letters cause they miss me. I never thought it could happen, this rapping stuff. I was too used to packing gats and stuff. Now honeys play me close like butter play coke. From the Mississippi down to the East Coast. Condos in Queens, in dope for weeks. Sold out seats to hear Biggie Small speak. Living life without fear, putting 5 carats in my baby girl ear. Lunches, brunches, interviews by the pool. Considered a fool, cause I dropped out of high school. Stereotypes of a black male misunderstood. And it's still all good, And if you don't know, now you know, nigga. When I was dead broke, man, I couldn't picture this. 50-inch screen, money green, leather sofa. Got 2 rides, a limousine with the chauffeur. Phone bill about 2G flat. No need to worry, my accountant handles that. And my whole crew is lounging, celebrating every day, no more public housing. Thinking back on my one-room shack. Now my mom pimps the act with minks on her back. And she loves to show me off, of course. Smiles every time my face is up in the sauce. We used to fuss when the landlord dissed us. No heat, wonder why Christmas missed us. Birthdays was the worst days. Now we sip champagne when we thirsty. Damn right, I like the life I live. Cause I went from negative to positive and it's all. And if you don't know, now you know, nigga. And if you don't know, now you know, nigga. And if you don't know, now you know, nigga. Representing B-Town in the house. Junior Mafia, Mass Label.
Oh, yeah, it's Juicy, baby. Man, with my man T-Ro and Jewel's the G, I'm your host, L Boogie, the streets is talking with a twist of hip-hop. It's Freestyle Friday. Oh, man, it's live. We hot. We got people from Australia, Germany, and no doubt our hometown of Dallas, Texas, and Cleveland, Ohio. Big up, Ro.
Hey, man, hold on, man. Before you go any further with this sports stuff, man, I got to ask you something. Because I've been watching TV, man. You know, it just proves what I've been saying all along about your Yankees, man. Even though A-Rod is the biggest topic in baseball right now, somehow, some way, you signed a guy by the name of Alfonso Soriano from the Chicago Cubs last week. Young fella used to play with y'all back in the day, got a couple of World Series rings. Don't know if you remember the guy or not. But he seems to be signed with the Yankees again. And I'm just trying to figure out, is he the Yasiel Puig of the Yankees now? Is he going to try to bring the Yankees into wild card contention? Or is it too late for the Yankees? But this is what I'm trying to get at. How in the hell can you go out and get a guy who can produce and put up the numbers like he's doing right now, and he wasn't doing nothing in Chicago, but he come and put on the pinstripes and look like he never left the Yankees from the get? Man, what? are you excited about having Afonso back? Or what is it? Is he just going to fall off? Is he going to bring you out of life? Talk to me.
A.K.A. the Fonz. He's back. He's back home. Come on home. I'm all the way home. That Jay-Z song, man, featured Kid Cudi. He back home, baby. See, when you with greatness, greatness makes you step up. When you're around Derek Jeter and you're around Mario Rivera, it makes you step up. Remember, he played on our team at second base and got a couple rings. He wanted a lot of money, which he deserved at the time, and we replaced him with another youngin named Robinson Cano. But are we going to come back and win? I'm a realist. No. But it's something to talk about. At least when they put the wild card standings on the board, we might be on there. The Royals, the Kansas City Royals are in contention higher than the New York Yankees in the wild card. Are you kidding me?
That ain't happened since the 80s, the late 80s.
Man, the Kansas City Royals haven't been to the playoffs since 1985.
Just an FYI.
Just an FYI, and I was in junior high school then, so that tells you how long it's been.
You know?
So I think that, you know, we're not going to, you know, we're going to make a little run here, but it's very interesting that with him in the lineup, Alex Rodriguez in the lineup, we could knock some guys from contention, and that's going to be very, I should say, soft situation, because guys are going to be mad at A-Rod. He's still playing, and what if he makes a difference in some wins? So, you know, it's very sticky with that, and, you know, it's going to be interesting, but I just don't think we got it in us to come back, you know. Curtis Granderson might come back to the lineup. Curtis, we need you, baby. You know,
right.
So I'm not going to blame injury, because that's sports. You know, CC, where are you? That's all I'm going to say. Is guys in New York robbing you, CC, like in Cleveland? The streets is talking, man.
Hey, what were you gonna say about Cam Newton? Let me ask you this before you even start on that. You know, my thoughts is of Cam Newton. You know, this is his third year. He had his little sophomore slump. Do you think Cam Newton can pull out his little funk out of what we saw him produce last year and bring the Carolina Panthers to somewhat of a winning record this year? I mean, consider 8-8 a winning record in Carolina, or maybe 9-7. For those guys to do a little bit better than what they did the last couple of years. Do you think Cam Newton can pull the Carolina Panthers out of their funk and get them to the next level, L Boogie?
For me, with Cam Newton, it's not – I need for him in his third year to make other guys better now. When I say that, we already know Steve Smith was that thing before Cam got there. Now he needs to make guys like LaFell better. He needs to make the tight ends better. That's what Aaron Rodgers does. Make guys better. If you watch Tom Brady tonight, you don't know these guys. Make guys better. So in order for him to be great in my book, I just need for him to make the guys on his team better. The defense, a little shaky, but we're talking about Cam Newton. He needs to win four games on his own. 8-8, that's an achievement for me with the tough conference in the NFC South. With Sean Payton back
right.
as the coach of the Saints, you know, you got, you know, the Falcons, and you can't count out Tampa Bay.
Right. Yeah, that's going to be tough.
Get...
You know, I hope that he can.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, I hope that he can pull it out. You know, even though his division is somewhat tough, it's still manageable for a player of Cam Newton's status or stature. You know what I mean? I think he can really, like you say, win four games all by himself just by talent alone. But he has to definitely make sure he's willing to put it all out there on the line and not get frustrated and put himself in the places that we saw him last year when he's at the podium and got a towel over his head or he got the long bottom lip and the sad puppy eye look. I don't want to see that out of you, Cam Newton. Get your head out your ass. You lose, you lose. So what? Get ready for next week. You always got to be ready for the next game. You know, your talent is something that can really do something in this league. So come on, man. Get it right. Put the smile back on your face. Get back on that podium and show the world that you the happy Cam Newton that we came to love and know. You know what I mean? Don't be the Cam Newton like I saw last year. It was a sophomore slump. Let's get this third year popping off and get it jumping in. You know what I mean? But while we're talking about that, L Boogie, you know what we got to do, man, because it's hot, baby. It's hot. It's 110 inside. You know what I'm saying? So we're going to jump to the asylum real quick. We got a couple of callers been holding on. Big baby boy G, I see you, George. Hold on the line, baby. Just hold on.
Hold on. Wait a minute.
He say, wait a minute.
You know, before we hop into the asylum, we have to talk about the Browns.
Oh. Uh-oh.
Were you impressed again? What did you give them last night? They won 20-6.
I'm just going to say this. Watch out there, now, Cat. Ooh, boy, you see them Browns? I don't want to jump on the bandwagon, but it's preseason, but watch out there, now, Cat. You see them Browns? You see them doogies? The Boogie Browns, boy, they might be, the dog pound might be back. I ain't jumping on the bandwagon. It's still preseason. You got to win like 2 or 3 games in the first 5 weeks in order for me to jump. But Cleveland, stand up. I salute you. What you think, L Boogie, they ain't got it? Brandon Wheaton. They going with the tight end. Cameron.
Can I give this analogy, man?
Hit me with it.
You know, like when you hooping and you in the warm-up line, and in the warm-up line, you just busting jumpers, and what your teammates say to you, hey, man, save some of that for the game. Am I hating? No. We know about their defense, always going to be stout. Ruben is impressing me. Phil Taylor is impressing me, you know, on that defensive line. I know that they had spent the first-round pick on him. Joe Hayden is a given. You know, safeties, we'll see. But I'm still shaky on the quarterback. And for Al Almighty, yeah, I'm waiting for you. Don't come in here talking about we got Jason Campbell as insurance. He couldn't keep the job for the Oakland Raiders. What did he do for the Raiders? So, Matt, listen to this. There's always hope in Cleveland. I'm not hating. Like I said, I was impressed. We know what guys can do, Trent, when he's healthy. He better stay healthy because that's going to help the quarterback, whoever it shall be. So, you know, everything lies on T. Rich, man. So, you know, but like I said, 8-8, that's all I'm looking for from the Browns playoffs. I don't think so. But I know they waiting, and I know they just got real upset with me. And I'm not upset. I'm just a realist, man. Get your quarterback together, man. Streets is talking. 347-855-8896. If you want to get with us on the, you know, on the internet, blogtalkradio.com, category sports, search box, the streets is talking. Oh, man, Mondays and Fridays, 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. Eastern. Say that again, Ro.
You can be so disrespectful. You know they about to, boy, it's hot. I told you it was under the 10 inside. I ain't going to tell you what it is outside. So, boy, I hope you're ready. You got your cup of ice water back there. What you got? Let's jump into this silent, man. You know we can't wait no longer, man, before we go to our commercial break, man. Let's go to Big Brother Dale Bar, man, and see what he's talking about, man, because I know he definitely got something to say about them Browns. Big Brother D, what's going on with you this evening?
What's up, gentlemen? How y'all doing, fellas?
What the deal, D-Mac?
What's up,
you know
big
what
brother?
It is, man.
No doubt.
Man.
Y'all hot. 35 minutes in, y'all hot, baby.
I told you, man, it's something going on. Football is back, and everybody ready to, you know, hold it down. So we just want to see what's really going on around these here parts of the world. And L Boogie and I already said to Cleveland, you know, he's a realist, and I give it to L Boogie because he keeps it real, 100 street, baby. You know what I mean?
What I saw last night
from the Browns kind of impressed me and got me kind of thinking that if y'all can do that the first 3-4 weeks of the season, you know, and be on the winning side of things, we just might have something going on to where I can, you know, start going for the Browns more often. What's your thoughts? What you saw last night?
I was impressed. I was impressed once again, but I do agree with my big brother. It's only preseason, and, you know, these games don't count. You know what I'm saying? So come next week, you know what I'm saying, against the Colts. And, you know, when they start playing, like, into the third quarter and stuff like that, then we'll really see what they're about. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, the first team, they only play, first quarter, you know, a couple little minutes and stuff, but I need to see a little bit more. I'm definitely impressed with the defense. I actually went to the training camp facility this past Sunday and checked them out. And they tight ends, man. Oh, and their defense is nice. And that Josh Gordon is nice. Number 80 Benjamin is nice. I'm with my big brother, man. I mean, Sunday when I went to the camp, I wasn't impressed by, you know, Weeden or Campbell. You know what I'm saying? They was throwing picks and all this type stuff. So, I mean, I do need to see a little bit more. We was at work today, you know, playing, you know, Monday morning quarterback and stuff. I think Lewis going out, I think that's going to hurt us a little bit. You know, I really was impressed with him in training camp. I was impressed with him, you know, in both games and him breaking his leg. I think that's really going to hurt us because Hardesty or whatever his name is, he's garbage to me. And I thought Lewis was going to be, you know, that third down when you need to dump the ball out to a running back and stuff. He reminded me a little Darren Sproles. So him getting hurt, man, you know, I was a little disappointed with that. But I'm happy so far with what I see. But we'll see when the season come. I agree with you also, T. I need y'all to win four games in a row or something. Y'all need to come out smacking teams in the face. You know what I'm saying?
That's exactly where
I'm at on that.
What do you think about Michael Vick? You guys discussed Vick. What the streets saying about Vick? Did he impress you last night?
He impressed me, man. And Boo, you know I'm gonna be pulling for Vick, man. I'm gonna be pulling for him, man. I mean, I want Philly to go again. I want Vick to get a ring. I mean, but watching him play, I mean, I think this system will help him. But I agree with you again, L Boogie. Nick Folk need to be ready, man, because Vick, man, I mean, it's just his demeanor, man. I mean, in all actuality, he is old being a quarterback. He's considered old, you know what I'm saying? And with his style of play, I mean, you need a line, you know what I'm saying? And if you're not going to slide, he's going to get hurt, man. He's injury prone as it is, you know what I'm saying? Not taking nothing away from the guy. He plays hard. He go out there, he give it 210%, but at some point that you older now, your body is not the same. You're not as fast as you used to be. You know what I'm saying? You got these linebackers that's 10 years younger than you now coming in the league that's trying to take your neck off, man. So he got to start playing a little bit smarter, and I agree. I didn't see that either. But we'll see with this new system. Like T said, it might fit him a little bit better, but the backup need to be ready, man. Need to be ready. I'm pulling for Mike Vick always.
What do you think about the situation with Alex Rodriguez in a circle getting documents implicating Randy Brown?
My thing with him, man, I mean, I've never been a big fan of his, but, you know, the streets is talking, man. Money talk, man. That's why he's still playing. That dude's salary alone, he making more than, like, three of the Major League Baseball whole payroll, coaches and everybody. You know what I'm saying? And money talking, I think that's why he's still in the game. You know what I'm saying? Because money talk. And the dude got money, man. I mean, is he going to make the Hall of Fame? Hell no, he ain't about to make the Hall of Fame because he been dirty, but everybody been dirty. If the dude just come out and keep everything all the way 100, they would have been forgave him and forgot, but he want to keep playing his game. And the person he was dealing with, one like the dude Barry Bonds was dealing with, that dude went to jail, went back to jail. These dudes telling on A-Rod because A-Rod probably a Jew. You know what I'm saying? He ain't giving up no money. You know what I'm saying? He's just looking out for himself. So, you know, at the end, he probably still going to be in the league, man, because money talk, and that dude got money. At the end of the day, a life ban or whatever, that dude is set for life.
I know you smell the money.
Yeah, it's going down. Man, it's going to go down hard.
Hey. But El Boogie, 10-6 or 9-7, and we're making the playoffs. We might win the division this year. The Dogs is out, baby. I'm telling you. Don't sleep on them Brownies this year, dog. Don't. I'm telling you. Don't.
Spoken like a true Browns fan.
I'm chiming in every Monday. Every Monday after they win. And you bet not, hey. You bet now, hey. So, look, I'm telling you now, I'm giving you the chance, L Boogie, because T-Roll, he already on the bandwagon. So you can jump on him now. If not, you can roll with those sorry ass, you can roll with those sorry ass Cardinals.
Listen to this. I tell you this. If I'm going to go out on the limb, so you're saying that the Browns are going to make the playoffs this year. Okay. So if the Browns make the playoffs, the Cardinals gonna make the playoffs. How about that?
Hell no.
See, guess what? Guess what?
What's
you ain't
up,
even know. You ain't even know, man. I got
I
the
love
Browns
y'all,
defense.
Man.
I love you too, D Mac, man. And
y'all keep
that baby.
Y'all keep it hot, man. I'll holler.
No question. Hey, Ro.
Yo.
He don't even know I got the Browns defense on my fantasy football team. He don't even know.
You better. Hey, Mama, I see you. What's up? Shout out to my mama. Little brother, I see you. We're going to get at y'all this Freestyle Friday. Go to a commercial. We're going to come back. TC Sports Poppin'. Big Brother Almighty, we see you. George, I see you. Little sis, what's happening? We'll be right back.
Mondays and Fridays, 9 to 11. UGK, the sports world. You ain't even know it. T-Ro, Juel, the G-L Boogie. Let's go.
Always on like the refrigerator unplugged. Then, oh, you know it. AP and that PJ with a bright lean when on board. Got a mouthpiece and a 41 millimeter, you ain't even know it. Keep the 45 in my pocket, I ain't gonna show it till I have to pop it, then you gon' know it. Damn, who shot you, they don't even know it. Hawks game, fucking Floyd. CVC, front row it. Rocco the Dunn, CEO it. Ain't got a rapper, you know it. It's down on a pair of shoes, you don't even know it. Just down on the lane, you don't even know it. Just have me no car, you don't even know it. I came up from bottom, you don't even know it. My niggas all right with me, you don't even know it. Got killers with me right now, you don't even know it. This $1 million watch, nigga, you don't even know it. Got $1 million crib, nigga, you don't even know it.
That nigga show you that re-rock, you ain't even know it. I die over these Reeboks. You ain't even know it. Put Molly all in her champagne. she ain't need none. I took her home and I enjoyed that. She ain't need none. Got 100 acres I live on. You ain't need none. Got 100 rounds in this AR. You ain't need none. Got a bag of bitches I play with on cloud 9 in my spaceship. Zoned out, but he stay fresh from zone 1 through zone 6. Bricks all in my blood. Birds all in my dreams. Boats all in my yard. Lemon pepper my wings. I'm about to get you fucked, niggas. Whack. You ain't even know. Your man is about to turn his back. You ain't even know.
It's down all the pair shoes. You don't even know. It's down all the pepper lane. You don't even know. Just $500,000 car. You don't even know. I came up from ball, you don't even know. My niggas all right with me, you don't even know. Got killers with me right now, you don't even know. This $1 million watch, nigga, you don't even know. Got $1 million crib, nigga, you don't even know. Hey, we turned up every day, you don't even know.
Bitch
with me right now, you don't even know.
The streets is talking, sports talk show with a twist of hip hop. And like E.F. Hutton, baby, when we talking, everybody listening. Don't forget, it's Freestyle Friday. We got hip hop news. We know the Kendrick Lamar verse, with that cut with him and Big Sean. Oh man, they hollering. Bring hip hop back. Bring it back. Before we bring in a couple more callers, you know, we was talking about the Browns. You know, are they for real? Cam Newton, the A-Rod scandal, Defon Soriano. Can he bring the pimp stripes back to even try to contend for a wild card? But before we continue, I just want to talk on the two more subjects before we get back to the asylum. Bro. The chancellor for Texas A&M has came out publicly and said, I quote unquote, me personally, I think that the players should get paid or get something out the deal. Now, of course you're going to say that and that your guy is implicated. Of course you're going to say that. You ain't say it last year. You ain't come out and say it, you know, 2 years ago. Trust me, I know you're feeling like other presidents. We talked about this on Monday before the feds cut us off because we was getting too hot. These players should be getting paid or not for these autographs. Was that a smart move by the chancellor by saying that, Ro?
Well, Boogie, I got to back you on this one. I got to definitely back you up on this one, man, 100%. The only thing the chancellor was doing was making sure that he put it out there for his school and his players, because we all know nothing has been said up until this point, up until his university, his institution is on the hot seat, and the only way, you know, for it to be brought to light is to say something like that, because Johnny Manziel, if he does what he did last year or even better, and let's say hypothetically that he wins the Heisman Trophy again, do you know what this dude is going to do the second time around? So he better be out there and have his guys back, because if he doesn't, then he's, you know, it's just putting – Johnny Manziel out there even further to where you can expect him to be suspended for some time during the NCAA football season. And we all know that Texas A&M does not want Johnny Football Manzini suspended from football right now, because this is where he's going to get his hype at. He needs the first couple of weeks to get it in before September 14th. Because September 14th, you can believe, the Crimson Tide and Mr. Nick Saban got it marked on the calendar. And they practicing for Texas A&M already. And so he got to have some games up under his belt before that game. And so, yeah, the chancellor had to have his back, man. So I agree with you on that. Yes, the chancellor didn't say nothing before, but what you got to do something. You got to have you do. You got to support your team and the people that are playing at your institution. So, yeah, you got to do it, man.
But listen to this, bro. Like I keep saying, what about the other guys? You're just talking about one guy. So that means Johnny has messed up September 14th pretty Money Team Mayweather fight. It was supposed to be a tremendous September 14th. Will the NCAA make sure that Johnny is suspended before or after that game? I know you smell the money. The streets is talking. I just hope if he is suspending for the first two games, and maybe they can hold on and win those cupcake games before the big one.
Ah, there you go. And then he's going to get cracked up when it's time to get in there for the big one.
What a story. The streets is talking. What a story. Now, you know I got snitches in the street all over America, and you know I got guys in the league. What's up with this RG3 thing, man? What's up with RG3? Why does he keep coming on TV talking about he doesn't like what's going on with the coach leaving him out the game or out of practice? He's going to be playing week one regardless of whatever. What do you think of this? Him opening up to the media, you know, brass talking like that. Do you think is warranted, or do you think that he should keep his mouth closed?
No, it's the media blowing it out of proportion, L Boogie. The guy is, what, 24, 25 years old, knows his body, young, athletic, and he's going to be ready week one. If you know how the body will speak to you. If you can't make it week one, you're not going to play week one. But in RG3's case, I believe he's going to be ready for week one. That was his target date. And with somebody as young and athletic as that guy is, I believe that he will be ready for week one. You know, being on TV, you know, he hasn't been getting too much exposure since before football season began to start again. So he was big news when he had the surgery, but I mean, it is what it is. The youngster wants to get out on the field. You know, he doesn't want anybody to even think about taking his job. He got a damn good backup over there in Kirk Cousins. So, you know, nobody with the type of backup player that he has behind him wants to sit out and watch somebody improve week to week, knowing that, AKA, or, you know, quote-unquote, your job could be on the line. But I think he's going to be okay. I think Mike Shanahan wants to go with, you know, RG3, but we never know with Mike Shanahan. And I think he'll be ready week one. I don't think anything of it, man. It's just a youngster that's trying to answer questions that the media is shooting at him with, and he's just trying to do the best that he can to be truthful. I mean, you don't want to sit up here and you know, say something false that'll come back and bite you in the ass later on because, you know, with the way the technology and the media is today, they definitely are going to play it back and back over and over again if you do make a mistake in saying something one way and then trying to say something different down the line. So, you know, being honest is something that you have to do when you're looking at the media. And sometimes I think these guys need to just say, you know, next question. Just don't even answer the questions that will actually – you know, put you in jeopardy of a hot topic at some point. You know what I mean? So I don't think too much of it. Do you think it's a big deal that he's being on camera and highlighting on Mike Shanahan right now?
Yes, I think it's a big deal. You have done nothing. You went to the playoffs your first year and lost. And without any type of physical contact, you tore your ACL for the second time. I want to hit you with the Kobe hands. Calm down. Relax. You're too much right now. Chill.
work out, make sure your leg is okay before you go into battle, because we know what the NFL stands for. Not for long. You're bound to get hit one time and it's over with. Relax. If you're ready, you're ready. If you're not, it's okay. I would take the Derrick Rose approach. I don't want you out there like Amari Stoudemire or Penny Hardaway coming back too soon from your knee injury, and you do it again because you just want to show you got heart. We know you got heart. Trust me. I have a friend on the team. I know you got heart. I've seen you in person. I know what's your ticker. It's like the streets. You ain't got to go out there and whack nobody for $10. Let him live.
Not for a high 10.
You let him go. Whack the big boys. So just wait till you're 100%. You know, RG3, you're good. Man, I just wanted to holler about them two topics before we got back into the asylum, man. Something else, you know what I mean, that the streets is really anticipating and talking about. Bro, what we got going on, man? Who want to get up here? Who want to get out here on the yard?
I just want to warn the people in the asylum. L Boogie, like I say, man, it's 110 where L Boogie at in the spot, man, and he don't have a fan in there. All thing he got is a cup full of ice that's damn near melted. So watch out, Asylum, when you get ready to get on the line, because he on one. So watch it back now. Hey, yo, call. I think we got the call of my big brother, Eren. Eren, welcome to the Streets of Talking. What's up, big brother?
What's up with it, T-Ro? What's up, L? You, I hear you tripping already, man. Cut it out. Cut it out. You don't even know.
I tried to give you a warning, man. He back there sweating. And so, you know, he feeling one.
He need to be sweating, talking that madness. You saw what it was, man. And I understand you trying to get it together in terms of how it was in the layup line when they telling you to relax, man. Save it for the game. Save it for the game. No, man. When you every time you step on the field, you're supposed to show and prove. And Brandon Wheaton showed and proved last night. 8 for 12. What was it, 8 for 12, 2 touchdowns. Come on, man. No interceptions.
Yeah, I like it.
Man.
Yeah, and, with the attention of North Turner, I think you're going to be all right.
And see, that's the most understated thing you've said all night. People ain't even giving the respect to North Turner. Come on, man. He's a monster at this offensive game, man.
Right. What's your thoughts about Vic? Did you like what you saw with Michael Vick? Do you think he could get the start position with the Eagles?
Yeah, because Foles came in and looked real silly throwing picks last night. I'm like, ooh, that's just another feather in the hat for Michael Vick.
Do you think he took a shot at Andy Reid when he said that the game is back fun again? You think that was, you know, in the post-game, you know, conference, do you think that was a shot at Andy? Like, you was trying to make me be something I wasn't, a drop-back guy, and, you know, you think that was a shot?
Absolutely. Because you know how Michael Vick played, man. Michael Vick has been Michael Vick his entire career. You try to change him, man, that's like trying to change the spots on the dog when he's in his elder years. It's not going to happen.
Wow. So yeah, that you. So you saying yeah, it was at Andy Reid, but how could you though when Andy brought you back?
Well, see, that's just it, man. He brought him back, but he tried to bring him back and change him. You can't change him, man.
For an example, you can't turn a hoe into a housewife.
Absolutely. You see all these Superman with these capes on trying to save these broads, and it never works.
Never.
Jesus,
never.
So, also, what do you think about, you know, Johnny Manziel, the chancellor at Texas A&M?
you know, all of a sudden now he thinks that the players should be, you know, getting the stipend. What you think about that?
Man, you got to look at it like this, man. College football players, college sports, period, man. That's the that's an entire workforce that doesn't get paid. I can understand you saying they're getting their tuition paid, room and board, and books and whatnot. But come on, man. When you got EA Sports making millions off their likeness and not even getting a single dime, hell, they don't even get the game free. They don't even send them the game. Damn.
And
you
they,
got my likeness
and
I can't even get a free copy.
Right. And they're selling the jerseys at the NCAA, you know, on the website, and they had to cut that out. You know what I'm saying? So they were making double, and triple time of what the schools are making. So come on, L Boogie.
And what about the chancellor of Texas A&M when they just had a $1,000 plate dinner with Johnny Manziel name on the ticket, and he's not receiving anything? Come on, man. Cut it out. It's exploitation at its best.
Modern-day slavery.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's tough.
But
it's tough.
Me,
but they got to come to an agreement somewhere. Jay Billis can't keep tweeting every week about, you know, the situations that are being overshadowed in the NCAA.
Will he be suspended?
Man, like they said, if they can't prove it, and he's a very intelligent young man, and you know I would be mad at him if they were able to find the money, because for one, he comes from money, man. It's not like that's a young man that came from the hood, you know, that's doing this because he needs those dollars. If he was doing this, quote unquote, it was for stuff like for rims. And man, I would be so pissed off with him, man, because he didn't need it.
Right.
Your dad is linked up with the oil trade in the state of Texas. I'm pretty sure if you needed rims, you can go to dad and say, "Hey, dad." But I have to give his father some credit, because he probably was like, "Hey, you're only 20 years old." He's looking at it at a dad's point of view. You don't need no rims. You're about to go to the league. What you need rims for? That's probably what's his thing. But anything else, like you said, Johnny had it. I told you, his new nickname ain't Johnny Football. It's Johnny Money Manziel, man.
Johnny Oil.
Johnny Oil. That's what it is. Era, man, you know what it is, man. We appreciate the love, man. The asylum is hot. We got a couple more callers to get to, man, and Freestyle Friday. Any shout-outs you want to shout-out to before we get to the next caller?
To all the Browns fans, man, and all these hip-hop heads who fell in love with that verse from Kendrick that made everybody step their game up. I've never seen anything like this before in my life.
Kendrick Lamar, to put it out there for those that don't know. We're going to get to the entertainment, too. We appreciate you bringing that up, Ira, you know?
For sure. I'll talk to y'all later, man.
Much love.
No doubt.
Much love.
Go Browns.
Hey, L Boogie, we gonna keep it rolling, man, in the asylum, because we got a special guest on the line, man, who want to get at you real quick. So we gonna get to the Big Brother and see what's going on. Hey, Big Brother Slap, you on the line? You on the streets talking, man? You on live? What's up with it?
Well, yeah, how's it going, man?
Man, you know what it is, sports all day and entertainment.
Well, you know, L, we kind of like beefing, man, because you was at home and I didn't see you. But you know, it is what it is, baby.
Oh, hey, listen to this. I already know. I said, oh man, I'm not even gonna say his real name on the air, you know, because we in the streets. So, Slap, you know, I love you, man. Hey, world, this is my brother right here. And listen to this. He knows about the city of Cleveland. Trust me.
So, Slap, what they talking about them Browns, man, after yesterday, man? I know they hollering.
Yeah, they hollering, man. They hollering real good. You know, what really hurt me, though, was that Deion Lewis injury, man, because I feel that, you know, Trent, he's a good back. You know, he's yet to prove himself, but I think it's going to be his first, like, breakout season. Considering this is his second year, he should get his 1,000 yards, but he needed that extra little scat back, you know what I'm saying, and to break that out for him, man. So I think that injury right there is really, really, really going to hamper our offense right there.
Yeah, Deion Lewis, he broke his leg last night for the, you know, the world. If you didn't know, you know, it came over the wire, and that was going to give Trent a little couple breaks in between carries to make sure that he can last. So Hardesty has got his knee scoped. He's B.O.B., a bag of bones. So, but what do you think about Wheaton and the Jason Campbell situation? Who would you trust back there?
Either one of them bums. Get them motherfuckers out of here. They should have traded them nigga to Ryan Mallett. Get that nigga out of that nigga 40. That bitch 40. He's 40. His second year, he's 40 years old. He an ingrown toenail away from being a career backup quarterback holding a clipboard. That's what I feel about Brandon Wheaton. Jason Campbell, he could probably guide us to 3 wins, but other than that, we're going 4-12 with these bums behind the helm. I love North Turner. I love Chud. I love the way the offense is going, but them motherfuckers looking like they got deer in the headlights when they get to coming. When you got them linebackers and you playing them Pittsburghs and them Baltimores and them blitzing defense, we gonna see.
I hope so, because look, I tell you this, Slap, now your defense always keeps the offense at a point to where they can make a move and actually win more games than what they've actually been losing. Because last year, I can recall, you guys had about 4 or 5 games where you lost by 3 or by 4 or 5. You know, you didn't lose by that much. Do you think that – you don't think that the offense can just – produce 1 or 2 more extra plays to get you that 8-8 or that 9-7?
Well, I'm going to tell you this, L Boogie, since you brought this up. We was only that good because we had Phil Dawson. We couldn't throw a motherfucker rock in the ocean once we get into the motherfucker to the red zone. So you take Phil Dawson out of the equation, these bums are going to lose by anywhere between 7 and 15 points. You know, so them games that we lost by 3 and 7, they're going to be 9 and 14. You get me? So, you know, I love my team, diehard Browns fan. But, you know, your owner was. He would have been my bunkie if I was still locked up. You know what I mean?
Right.
Because he always wait to the feds. Don't get it fucked up. But I'm going to leave it like that. But, you know, I love what they did with the management, you know. But other than that, you know, I feel that we might be able to inch out 6 wins if everything works out right. 6 wins top.
I
got to – I'm gonna top it off at 6, man. Huh?
That's real. That's better than what you did last year. And if you know somehow, some way, the luck falls your way, you just might get 2 more wins somehow. So I like that. That's a good outlook on the Browns.
Yeah, well, it's a good outlook, man. But you know, the best things that we did, man, we let rid of Josh Cribbs. He was overrated. He ain't scored a touchdown in the last 4 seasons. I think he went from running a 4.3 to a 5.7. Him and Matai Teo was running neck and neck at the combine. So, you know, for him to be our kickoff return, you know, he was highly overrated over the last 2-3 years. I like the Benjamin kid. He's all right. Josh Gordon, he's the fastest player on the field. He's 2-3 steps ahead of every defensive back every time he's out on the field. Cameron, he's good, you know, and Trent, he's going to be Trent, you know. He's Alabama bred, you know, so
right.
If he can stay healthy, You know,
absolutely.
We got some good pieces. Mingo got a bruised lung. You know, them LSU motherfuckers, they always either getting high off dope or they ain't gonna never be nothing in the league. You know what I'm saying? It kinda remind me of Duke basketball.
Right.
None of them guys be nothing in the league. You know, you got all these guys that prolific college scorers and prolific college players, but the Duke Blue Devils have not produced an excellent NBA player in ages. Grant Hill, Elton Brand, Jason Williams. I mean, the list goes on and on. Carlos Boozer. Who is these guys?
Kyrie Irving! But I'm not going to be disrespectful. We're going to leave it alone. We're going to leave it
alone. Boy, I'm telling you, boy, you got the line blown up. The side of hot again, El Boogie. With
oh, man, it's hot.
Hey, Slap, let me ask you this. Hey, Slap, let me ask you this. Johnny Manziel, El Boogie got a new nickname for him. Call him Johnny Money Manzelli. You know what I mean? The chancellor has come out and said that the players should be getting money, the college players should be getting paid. What's your thoughts about that? Is Johnny, by any chance, do you think Johnny Manziel is going to get suspended this season due to the fact that all this news is up in his face right now?
Now, let me tell you something about how I feel about Touchdown Johnny Manziel, a.k.a. TMT, Team Money Mayweather. I'm going to tell you about this guy right here. This guy right here, you know, he is a sad excuse of a football player. His father is almost a billionaire. This guy was driving a Mercedes Benz his freshman year before he even touched the football field. So this guy is a three-time loser. He deserved everything he got coming. The chancellor, you know, I would have did the same thing, trying to save grace. What they need to do is suspend him for 4 games, because if not, the NCAA is going to end his career. And he's not going to be eligible to play until his sophomore year. Is his sophomore year, his junior year, then he's going to skip bail and go to the NFL, where he's going to be a kick returner. He's too little to be a quarterback. He's not Doug Flutie. Get him off the field.
So he's going to be a kick returner at best?
Man, punt returner, man. What's the guy, man? You know, I like him, you know what I'm saying? I won a lot of money off this guy last year, even from our family, Sonny Red, El Boogie, you know, in that Alabama game, because the guy has a lot of potential, all jokes aside, man. But that was a very, very bogus move that he put down. And, you know, I bet right now he got his foot in his mouth. He allowed himself he thought he was bigger than the program. And when you become
right.
bigger than the program, things like this happen, you know, like LeBron, he was bigger than Cleveland. Then his first year he went down to Miami, he had a reality check. So this might be, you know, a touch of a reality check for him, and show him some humility, and, you know what I'm saying, and bring him back down to earth to let him know that he is regular. You know, you are a freshman who won the Heisman Trophy, but at the end of the day, you're Johnny Manziel, who has not earned anything yet other than that Heisman Trophy. And you still want a career, and you're not going to get paid in NCAA. You don't get paid until you reach it to the NFL. So with them type of characteristics, you know what I'm saying, teams look at that like the honey badger. You know, they look at things like how is your, you know, your mentality is and how do you look at things, you know, and when you get them GMs and they're asking them questions, you know, I don't know if he could pass that test right there. So other than that, you know, he's a great football player, though.
That's what's up.
Man, we
That's
thank
what's
you.
Up.
Man,
yeah,
we had a Slap call in to the show, man. You know what to do, Slap. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a girlfriend.
Man, fuck these hoes, man, because guess what I'm going to do, man? They either going to hoe up or blow up. They're going to beat the streets or they're going to motherfucking beat the streets. You hear me? You know what I'm saying?
The streets.
I'm a super prostitute, bitch. If you want to come kick it, man, you know where I'm at. East 93rd Hub. Come check me out, man.
There it is.
That is.
Man, we got a new Slap boy. He gonna get us fired, boy, I tell you.
That's the streets, baby, on the block all day, every day. You know how it go.
Man, when we come back, we gonna holler at my man, Big Brother Almighty.
Back in elementary,
man, do a recap. then we gonna do the Freestyle Friday. Oh man, it's hot. Man, next Monday we gonna start getting callers talking to each other, man. We're trying to hold the show, man. Cause I know some guys wanna get back in and holler at Slap about that. Slap like he slapped him in the face, man. Oh man, it's going down, it's hot. Streets of Talk, a sports talk show with a twist of hip hop, Mondays and Fridays, 9 p.m. Eastern. Let's go, Ro.
Lord, I lost so many tears and shed so many tears. Now that I'm struggling in this business by any means, label me greedy, getting green, but seldom seen. And fuck the world, cause I'm cursed. I'm having visions of leaving here in the hearse. God, can you feel? Take me away from all the pressure and all the pain. Show me some happiness again. I'm going blind. I spend my time in the cell, ain't living well. I know my destiny is hell, but did I fail? My life is in denial, and when I die, baptized in eternal fire, shed so many tears. Lord, I suffered pain again, and shed so many tears. Lord, I lost so many tears, and shed so many tears. Now I'm lost and I'm weary, so many tears. I'm suicidal, so don't stand in me. My every move is a calculated step to bring me closer to embracing early death. Now there's nothing left. There was no mercy on the streets, I couldn't rest. I'm barely standing, about to go to pieces, screaming peace. And though my soul was deleted, I couldn't see it. I had my mind full of demons trying to break free. They planted seeds and they hatched, sparking the flame inside my brain like a match. Such a dirty game, no memories, just a misery. Painting a picture of my enemies killing me in my sleep. Will I survive till the morning to see the sun? Please Lord, forgive me for my sins, cause here I come. Lord, I suffered through the years and shed so many tears. God, I lost so many peers. And Lord knows I tried. Been a witness to homicide. To drive by, taking lives, little kids die. Wonder why as I walk by. Broken hearted as I glance at the truck line, getting high. This ain't the life for me. I wanna change, but ain't no future right for me. I'm stuck in the game. I'm trapped inside a maze. See the Tangeray influence me. They're getting crazy, disillusioned lately. I've been really wanting babies, so I can see a part of me that wasn't always shady. Don't trust my lady, cause she's a product of this poison. I'm hearing noises. Think she's fucking on my boys. Can't take no more. I'm falling to the floor, begging for the Lord to let me into heaven's door. Shed so many tears. Lord, I've lost so many years and shed so many tears.
What the deal? The Streets is Talking sports talk show with a twist of hip hop. Mondays and Fridays, 9 to 11 p.m. Man, with my street crew, man. Jewel's the G. Hero, I'm L Boogie. Man, shout out, man, to the Green Eye Bandit, man. A.K.A. Valentino, man. Member of the Hit Squad, man. You know who he is, man. Big baby.
Hey,
somebody come in. We're going to have some words for you, boy. He going to fly you a kite. What the deal, baby?
Hey, Boogie.
I hear you loud and clear.
I don't know what the topic of the show is tonight. I just called in. When I called in, you had Slap on there. I heard him talking about Johnny Manziel. I don't really know what the topic of the night is, so just give me 2 seconds or 2 minutes or whatever. Let me know what the topics are.
You know,
I'll be like,
you know what
out here.
You know what the topic is, man. What do you think about your Cleveland Browns? That's the topic. You know what the topic is,
you know what
is,
I think,
man,
about the Cleveland Browns?
Yeah,
on,
I want to know what
you
think about the Cleveland
Browns. You got Norv Turner as the offensive coordinator.
Here we go.
Guru. He's going to take your boy Whedon to the next level, man. You started 2 games in a row. The defense is stout. The offense is moving the ball. You got a hell of a coaching staff with a young football team. We headed in the right direction, man. All the national pundits are saying, watch out for the Browns. Not to say that we're going to beat 12 and 12-4, 11-5, or nothing like that. But watch out for the Browns, man. They're going to play everybody close. And Steve's going to have to watch out for the Browns this year. I'm going to say that. Yo.
It's any given Sunday. So they better watch out for every team on the schedule. I'm not going to be
certain games, man, certain teams, especially in the past with the Browns, man, they sketched it in as a victory. You know that.
That's a stat game.
it ain't going to be that same party this year, man. You got
that's
a healthy Trey Richardson. Like I said, you got a stout defense, and you got a quarterback that actually looks like he knows what he's doing, and they're taking a shot down the field, which is beating strong points. You got a big arm. You got big, strong, fast wide receivers. Watch out. Watch out. I'm telling you, watch out.
Deion Lewis' injury, did it hurt you?
Deion Lewis' injury definitely hurt. That definitely hurt because he was our change of pace back. Richardson was the pound and ground, you know, the ground and pound, and Lewis was going to be that guy to come in and give him a breather and that speedy back, you know, he can catch him on the backfield. So that definitely hurt, definitely hurt. And Montelio Hardestreet just had surgery as well, so it looks like at least Brandon Jackson is the backup back because they're looking to play Obanaya at fullback this year.
Well, we know about Hardestreet. We knew about Hardesty. Remember, we was arguing about this when he came out of college from Tennessee. I told you he was B.O.B., a bag of bones.
a bag of bones.
I remember distinctively we were sitting at the round table. We were talking about having our Browns discussion. And I said, don't invest in this kid. He's had a lot of injuries with them knees. But, hey.
Yeah, he just went in and had another surgery on his knee. Got his knees scoped out. So I don't know who's going to be the backup to Trent this year. I'm sure it's going to be Brandon Jackson from your Green Bay Packers that we got 2 years ago. But that Deion Lewis, that definitely hurt us. Definitely hurt us.
This is your other brother, T-Row, man. We're going to switch from the Browns. I know you're a big Cleveland Indians fan. You think your Indians got a shot at the wild card to make things happen this year?
Well, we're in a meaningful series right now out in Oakland. We're playing right now as we speak out in Oak Town. It's a big series for the Indians. For whatever reason, man, we just cannot beat the Tigers, man. They whiffed on us, man. They're the elite of the conference of our division right now. But that wild card is definitely in the reach, man. That wild card is definitely in the grasp. And for the month of September, we play nothing but cupcakes. While everybody else got to struggle with the big boys, we got nothing but cupcakes in September. We should be able to make our move on that wild card. You know, the Indians are really a year ahead of pace, man. They're a young baseball team as well. And the team that we thought was going to be the weak point has turned into the strong point. And that's been our starting rotation. The Indians are a year away from truly, truly contending, but they got a shot this year, man. Watch out.
I like
you,
that.
You told me that 2 years ago.
And I'm going to keep telling you that because I'm diehard Cleveland. Cleveland Indians, Cleveland Browns, Cleveland Cavaliers. Watch out. The land is in the house.
There you have it, man. The green eyes.
They got here, brother
T-Roll. We finally caught up with him, man.
We appreciate the love, baby.
I got my brother's right here, L. Boogie, a.k.a. L. Train. A.K.A. L. Meeks, the legend. And I got T-Ro, my other brother from another mother down in D-Town. I'm just happy to be on the air right now, yo.
Man, we happy to have you all, big brother. You know what I'm saying?
No doubt.
That's the green eye back. Thank you for the time, man. 2 minutes is what we
I
got.
I appreciate it, man. Y'all boys keep doing what y'all doing, man. Much love.
That's what it is. That's the green eye back for those that don't. For those that do know, stand up, salute your boy, green eye. You know what it is. A big up to the fam, too. Yeah, Boogie, let's jump right in, man, and keep it rolling in this silent, man. Like I said, it's hot. I know you back there sweating. Let's go on and jump into the almighty one. Because I know he's got something to say. Almighty,
what's going on?
I know you've been waiting to talk about your
Browns.
What's your
Browns? I can't wait. We 12-4, man. Like I told y'all.
Right. Hey, listen to this. Al, I need you if you can go to a little spot. I know you in the street, but I need you to try to go into the little cut, little alley, man. I can't, man.
Like I said, man, we 12 and 4. Flat out, man. Like I told you, you all got that on record before it even happened, man. I told you all that, man. We got Norm Turner, man. We got Norm Turner, man. Did you hear me? We got Norm Turner calling the offense. You ain't even got to be pressing throw the ball, man. Just hit the tight end across the middle, man. He always open, man. You hear me?
All right, no
it's the preseason, and I hope that you guys can continue it in the regular season. Because, like I say, I'm ready to jump on the Brown bandwagon if y'all can make something happen, you know, in the first part of the season. So we gonna see. I like what I'm looking at, and I hope Noah Turner can keep that, you know, that aggressiveness going on the offensive side.
Can I say something? And not being disrespectful to anybody, we got enough band members, okay? So we don't need nobody in our band. You know what I mean? We got all the instruments, man. We got all the instruments. We don't need nobody in our band. That's the way I'm feeling about it. You my man, T-Ro, but we don't need no more band members. You know what I mean? We beating drums, we playing trumpets, we blowing horns, we doing it all tonight. You know what I mean?
Y'all ain't doing it like they do in the South.
Yeah, right. We the Midwest, man. Yeah, we the Midwest, baby. I'm going to say it like L. Boogie said. We the Midwest, baby. Flat out. We the king of the Midwest right now, Jack. Check it. We saw it that I said it.
Let me ask you this about Johnny Manziel.
Yeah.
Before we let you go, what do you think about the chancellor saying that the players should get paid? What's up with that?
Well, it'll mess the NCAA up. It'll totally turn the NCAA into something else, man. It'll turn it into like a casino, man. I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't do it, man. Maybe you could throw them something for using their number on their merchandise or something, but no, I wouldn't do it. It'll mess the whole thing up. You might as well just say, hey, everybody go pro. You know what I mean? You got to separate, man. You got to keep it separate.
So you want to play the players? Any other players? I mean, even if a guy like Johnny Manziel with one Heisman trophy, he's trying to say about 5,000 shots. It's too much. You want to get another extra on the side?
I do not want to mess up that, because from that point on, from Muni League all the way up, everybody want to get paid. Now, everybody wants to get paid then. Yeah. Everybody. Parents shopping their kids around to the highest bidder, man. Your kid done turned into a slave. You know what I mean? Well, he ain't paying me enough, man. Let's transfer here. He ain't paying me enough. Let's go here.
Right. Hold on.
You feel me?
Yeah,
just don't turn into
that.
A slave ship, man. Real talk. And Johnny Manziel should be suspended, because you got to look at the past, people. Dez Bryant been suspended for just having dinner with, or said he having dinner with Deion. Remember that?
Yeah. Yeah.
Shy got suspended for signing the jersey. You know what I mean? He should have been a bigger pick than that. He should have been a bigger pick than that, but he got suspended for them games for signing the jersey. So what makes Johnny Manziel above the law? Nobody. The Heisman don't make you above the law. I like him. Don't get me wrong. I love him. But, you know what I mean, certain things, you just got to abide by the rules. You know what I mean? It ain't doing, all they doing is humbling him. They trying to humble him, man. They trying to get him back down. If they ask him another Heisman, they don't want no big ego up there taking the Heisman. You know what I mean?
Right.
Feel me?
Right.
They just trying to humble him, man.
Yeah, they got to humble him some one way or another. So whether they suspend him or not, they gotta take it down a notch. But Big Brother Al, man,
yeah.
You know we appreciate the club, man. I don't know where you at. You might be in the swap mart at the club, at the strip club. I don't know where you at. But, man, you know what it is, man. We love you. We appreciate the club.
Oh, yeah.
Put
ain't
you
no
at.
Doubt.
You
12
you
and 4.
I mean?
12 and 4.
12 and 4? Is that what you're
saying?
12 and 4,
I just don't.
That is. What's up, brother?
Yeah.
Yeah, L Boogie. Boy, Big Brother Almighty keep it in the streets, don't he?
Man, you know, he like EPMD, man. He's man, nothing but business, man. He in there, man, wherever he at, you know, it's grimy.
That's what it is. That's what it is. Yeah,
he
buddy.
He said 12 well, man, and 4, you know, man.
And he's staying with that, too. So I hope Cleveland, big up. Stand up.
Yeah.
I hope you go 12 and 4.
Man, when we come back, we gonna holler about that Kendrick Lamar verse. And then you know it's Freestyle Friday. Man, please don't hang up. Freestyle is gonna be off the hook tonight. Skeeter Mo, Jiggy Johnson the third, I see you. Finesse, I see you. Man, that's all I wanna do. All over the world. Let's go, Ro.
I'm addicted to living life above the law. How much do it take to live above the law? I call my homie Ralph up, cause his car stopped. Told him bump a new car, come grab the car lot. That way you can have convertibles and a hard top. Open up a few doors since we had a hard knock. Life, life, open up. With restaurants the legs, they open up. Start a franchise, so my dog could quit wearing the fofo up on his waist like it's his pants size. Until my OG locked up, bumping ready or not. Who was just trying to do it big, but wasn't ready to die. Cop a first class with every like, with hoes already inside. Now he can rest in peace while he alive. Wishing I could wrap my whole life up in 24 karats of gold. Lately I've been dreaming about diamonds and pearls, yeah, diamonds and pearls. And enough money, I could rule the world.
If I rule the world,
yeah, if I rule the world. Still, even in the photo, thinking about the ex-girl I hold though. Like, would we have won it all, or would I have lost it all? Like Ocho, the things I think about the most are things I never know though. Like, why don't schools teach more mathematics, less trigonometry, and more about taxes? They have the chalkboard teaching us ass backwards. How about preparing us for life instead of lab rats? With a mansion that's about 5 floors. No more sleeping on the couches cause we got 5 more. With the fam that reminded me what I'm alive for, and at the same time remind me what I died for. A world where you wouldn't need sleep. That way we could catch up instead of chase dreams, and finally get the speedboat my dad always wanted. That's why I feel it coming. Wishing I could wrap my whole life up in 24 karats of gold. Lately I've been dreaming about diamonds and pearls. Yeah, diamonds and pearls. Enough money, I can rule the world. If I rule the world, 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 man.
Is this a dream? Well, that's how I feel. Sometimes I gotta pinch a fat ass to see if it's real. I specifically remember, no heat in the winter. Now I supply heat for the winter. Then I skate to the beach for the winter. When it come to chips, boy, a nigga get a grip. No cleats, I'm a winner. Show love to the hoes and the freaks. I remember hit the club and raise hell all week for the sinners. Meet a young Dennis, the menace to society. Check my sobriety, fuck hoes and varieties. Shame that these things is the reason you admire me. But I'm getting dope, man. These flows gon' retire me. Splurging all crazy, switching lanes in the rain, swerving all crazy.
Word.
Style on the dial, I've been serving y'all lately. Cheddar on Federer, ball till I fall, etc., etc.
Wishing I could wrap my whole life up in 24 karats of gold. Lately I've been dreaming about diamonds and pearls, yeah, diamonds and pearls. And enough money, I could rule the world.
If I rule the world,
yeah, if I rule the world.
I love that song. It's your boy L Boogie. T-Ro, Jewels, the G. Man, the streets is talking sports talk show with a twist of hip-hop. Man, 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern time. Don't forget, tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a girlfriend.
Oh! It,
and before
I
we
love
go into,
when you say that.
And before we go into the hip-hop and entertainment portion of the show, we forgot to holler about the honey badger, bro. Tyrann Mathieu.
Oh, man.
He's starting tomorrow.
I'm glad you, I'm glad you spoke up on that, man. You know, the Cardinals, you know, even though we in Arizona, they not our home team, but they are our home team. It wouldn't be right. We went all of the show without talking about the Cardinals. And, you know, tomorrow, you know, we'll see what's up. They play the Cowboys tomorrow. We're going to see what the deal is. You know, and you know, the honey badger, like you mentioned, this guy has, you know, went through, you know, the little camps and went through the training and everything, and everybody was talking about the combine. I mean, they were talking about how, you know, they didn't think how good, not how good of a player he was, but just talking about the baggage that was going to come along with this guy. And since he's been with the Cardinals, you know, it's been all A+. And this guy right here is working his way, trying to become a starter on a good Arizona defensive squad. And, you know, I believe that he might just have a chance to become a starter for the Cardinals. And it's kind of crazy to see him out there on the field, because only thing you see is the honey badger making plays just as if he was at LSU. And so I think with the addition of him being in the backfield, the defensive backfield with Patrick Peterson, watch out, man. That defensive backfield for the Cardinals just may have stepped his game up a notch. And, you know, preseason doesn't really really count, but, you know, this guy is looking like he's going to be a great fit for the Cardinals defense and do what we are used to seeing him do. What you think about the honey badger?
Well, like I said, it's preseason. He did some good things against the Packers, a breakup, kick return for about 10, 12 yards. He's excitement. Not taking nothing away from him, but I'll see tomorrow, and I'll see the third preseason game what he'll do. Remember, a lot of offenses are just stale. Not taking nothing away from him, but, you know, it'll get a little complicated come regular season. So I hope he does well just because of the path he's taking. You know, it's a story that I hope that is successful. You know, so we will see. And the Cardinals, they've had some additions and some subtractions, but they're in a tough division. I really don't see them doing too much. I'm not hating on them either. But, man, they better do something.
Yeah.
Or if Larry Fitzgerald is going to demand a trade.
Oh, boy, you hate. God, he ain't going to demand no trade. If he was going to demand a trade, Fitzgerald would have demanded that a long time ago, man. I think he's in for the long haul. It just sucks that Arizona doesn't go out and get a quality guy to throw to this man. You had a 40-year-old quarterback showing you what it would take to make this team successful, and the reason why that guy makes so much money, you know what I mean? But yet you go out and get these lackluster C-, D-plus quarterbacks, and you think that these guys are going to do the job for you, and it doesn't cut out to what you think it's going to cut out to be. And so now with Carson Palmer, you got a guy who can throw the deep ball and just might get Larry Fitzgerald swag back, but he's not going anywhere. Back on the Honey Badger, I think he'll be a great fit just for the simple fact they can, you know, take some relief off of Patrick Peterson in the kickoff return game or even in the punt return game. So he's going to bring some highlights to Arizona, and I think he has a shot at starting. Whether or not the Cardinals are going to benefit from that, you never know, but the Cardinals are the Cardinals. We've been here for years and seen what happens, and, you know, hopefully we'll see the better of it all instead of the, you know, going 4-0 and then going 1-9 the rest of the season.
Streets is talking. And when they were 4-0, wow.
Wow.
I mean, the city was buzzing. You talking about hot. Woo! I gotta give you the Ric Flair woo. Woo!
Yeah. I just can't believe how they just fell off the map. You know, but it happens, it's the league. And now, you know, we'll see what happens with Carson Palmer. A whole lot better than the quarterback who here in the last 2 or 3 years since Kurt Warner has left. And so we'll see what the Cardinals can do. And you know, just to FYI, the Cowboys haven't won here since the new stadium has been built in Arizona. So, well, good luck to the Cowboys in the preseason game tomorrow. You know what I mean? I'll be there, by the way.
Dallas Cowboys fan right there. Bro.
Yo.
In the asylum, man. that 111 number, man, I think that was, you know, sis, man, I think that was Kimmy, man. I think she had her people wanted to say something, get off to the world. I had got some on the book. Can we get her on the line?
Let's get her on the line. Let's definitely get her on the line, man. You know, 1212. Hold on, man. You know what to do, man. Let's get a microphone check on the laptop, man. Hello, checker 1212. Hello, caller. Welcome to the streets. It's calling. Is this Big Brother Sis? What's going on?
Hey, darling.
Hey, what's your name and where you calling from, love?
This is just Sister Kim and my cousin Natalie. Hey.
Welcome to the streets. It's talking to you on live. The world can hear you. I'm pretty sure. Hey, first of all, we got some ladies, L Boogie. It's paying off. That's what I'm talking about, L Boogie. Sports fan, lady sports fans. That's what I'm talking about. And do you have any comments on the show this evening?
Everything was good except for y'all talking about them Browns.
So I take it you're a Cleveland Browns fan.
I'm not.
Whoa!
So what is
wow.
your team?
The Cowboys and Steelers.
That's what I'm talking about. Got a cow.
Hold on. Wait a minute.
Not
this is
Packers,
this
is Cheesehead Cowboys.
This is L Boogie. Now, hold on. Which one is the Steelers fan, and which
your
one is the Cowboys fan?
Your sister is a Steelers fan.
I can't believe it. Wow. Steelers fan.
I'm Cleveland.
Went straight
down
the street. You wouldn't be the first, love, so I feel you.
But they can keep hope alive. They can keep hope alive.
But listen to this. I'm going to say this, and don't take this the wrong way. Both teams is MBG. Nothing but God.
We live in Charlotte, so we're also rooting for the Panthers.
Oh, my goodness. We didn't win for – oh.
We went from bad to worse, hell, buddy.
Oh, man.
We went from 500 to 375. It's
right.
Well, we lose.
Gonna, like you said, we're going to keep hope alive.
Stand up,
well, we're from Cleveland, and we knew we weren't going to win a ring there, and we're back in Charlotte with another losing team. Hopefully Cam Newton can bring them through.
There you have it. Oh, man. We appreciate you guys calling the show. And don't forget, this is my slogan. Tell a friend to tell a friend. But in your case, tell a boyfriend. No homo.
Most definitely.
That boy
no crazy. Doubt. Man, let the people down there know in Charlotte, we on Mondays and Fridays, 9 p.m. Eastern time. We the underground kings of the sports talk world. We appreciate y'all calling, man. First time callers, man. My sis Kimmy, man, and her cousin. Like I said, we love y'all for calling in. And if you want to listen to yourself, you can go back on blogtalkradio.com, category sports. And in the search box, look up The Streets Is Talking, and you can hear the show, and you can hear yourself on the show as well.
That's what it is, L Boogie. Yo, you want to get into this Freestyle Friday, man? We down to 15 minutes left on the clock, man, and you know how. We don't want to get cut off unexpectedly like we did last week with the Popo chopping the line on us. You dig? So you want to get into it, or you want to take a quick break and come right back to it? What's on your mind?
Man, let me go ahead and break through on the freestyle, man, because we got the UGC. We got, you know what I mean, Finesse. We got, you know, Skeetamo. So let me just go ahead and drop, man. Let him know what's going on, man.
Well, man, jump in the driver's seat now to your business.
Oh, man, I'm going to jump in the driver's seat. I forgot to tell my callers it was Mob Week, and you know I checked it out on AMC, and you know they call me L Boogie. And like I said, 5, 6, 7 shows ago, I'm a legendary like my man Tookie. I ain't from L.A. or Dallas, but like Finesse say, I'm still holding my pieces like I'm a maverick. I ain't tripping. I'm still from the land. I love my city. Please, man, I still understand. I got to go back home and face the masses. When I go to every ghetto, they going to give me passes. Why, boo me? Man, because I be kicking asses. And I don't give a fuck. I'll treat you like ashes. Oh, man, I dump you in my lake. I don't give a fuck. You soggy like a frosted flake. I treat you like you in the Little League World Series. And I be tripping because I tend to my own business. Man, I got Eli and Skeetimo waiting on the line. Them bitches is tripping because I don't pay for bottles of wine. You better get a soda cup and get some of this $1 meal. I don't give a fuck. I'm still going to banana peel. And you still going to suck my joint in the spot for Neil. That means nothing. I'm going to stop because the music ain't even bumping. It's spoken word in the asylum. Bitch, you better quit fucking with me before I get up on your... I ain't even going to go there. Man, this is...
There you have it. That boy back there sweating in the dungeon. The asylum is hot. All the ice cubes are melting in his cup, ladies and gentlemen. Hell Boogie, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah, baby. That's what it is. That boy's feeling good back there on that cup of wine. What's in your wine cup back there, boy?
Man, it's kind of like thick, but it's still soft. Man, I'm paying $1,700. I ain't got no AC in the loft. Oh, man, how much do this cost? And I thought I was a boss. Man, I done took 17 with a loss. Oh, man, let's get back to the spot. Man, I'm feeling it tonight, bro. Let me stop, man.
All right, man, we're going to jump into the asylum, man. We're going to jump on in to Skeeter Bo Johnson, Chicken the Third. You know how he do it, man. He comes every, come raw every Friday. You know what it is. Couldn't expect nothing but the less from the man. Skeeter Bo, where you at, baby?
Man, what the business is, man.
Man, what's going on this Friday, man? I know it's hot down here in AZ, and it looked like some clouds. It's been lightning and things, but ain't no rain. So hopefully you can bring the funk with what you're bringing on today, Freestyle Friday. What you got for us this evening?
Funky. Man, you know, it's the same and the same, but, you know, man, ain't nothing changed, man, you know. Hey, it's Skeeter Mo Johnson, Jenkins Jr. the Third, checking in one more game. North Park Finest, Your Highness. You know what I'm saying? Salute. I went from pop guns to bop guns, from shotguns to cannons. I'm shooting Ned O'Bannon or Yo Sammy Salmon. And if you're rocking your head, then it's jamming. I mean, the boy hot, you need to fan him. I know them niggas be hating, I can't stand them. Have them running, huffing and puffing and panting. It's Skeeter Mo, I need to dough with mozzarella and extra cheese. Like red meth, we high as fuck. Think I just seen ivory, and if you smoking with me, it's the bomb is weed. Blowing up like Hiroshima. Represent that felony mob. What the fuck is all these misdemeanors? Green, I got funky like Magina. Man, I slacked up on my Mackin.
Man, that's what happened when you freestyle it. It ain't nothing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Oh boy, even what you did, just hit some more. I know you got a whole bunch of raps in the back of your mind. Keep going. We still got about 10 minutes left. So, man, you got the mic again. Start over and do it again, because L Boogie want to get some more limelight, too. So, y'all got the show.
Yeah, I ain't got nothing but Lothario, man. You know, just from my barrio, man. I'm just chilling. You know what I'm saying?
You know, I gotta come back for Kendrick Lamar, man.
Hold on, El Boogie, before we go any further. Skeeter Mo, did you hear what Kendrick Lamar said in his latest rhymes that hit the airwaves and making a lot of news in the entertainment biz now?
No, I ain't get a chance, man. We've been ripping and running today in them streets, man.
El Boogie, tell him what the rap said.
Man, he was talking about Jermaine Cole. He was talking about Drake, Pusha T. I don't want to go verbatim because I don't want to, you know, go verbatim. I want people to look it up. That's my thing, being a school teacher. Go look it up. This is a song with him and Big Sean, but basically I'm going to round it up and say this. He said that even though y'all my guys, I still got to, you know, I got to get into you. Friendly fire, I call it. He called out Meek Mill, Pusha T, you know, Big Crit. You can look at it as a slap in the face, or you look at it as, hey, he said he dissed me, so I must be relevant. And then Chief Keef came back on a tweet and tried to get at him. And Kendrick Lamar told Chief Keef, man, I didn't even say you. All you packing is
All you packing is guns and gats. So, you know, what do you think about that? I mean, he was hollering real hard.
I think it was a publicity stunt. put that out, baby. A publicity stunt like 50 move, you know what I'm saying, when he came at everybody in the game, you know what I'm saying? It was a let me in, you know, move over. He is a good rapper. I ain't going to lie to, you know, the audience and say he ain't a good rapper. That man is a hell of a fire rapper and a bona fide rapper. You know, you give him his player card and let him pass. But, you know, when you shoot at somebody, if you didn't kill them, 9 times out of 10, they coming back with some arsenal. You know what I'm saying? So he gonna dead a couple of careers, but it's a lot of niggas that's going to fire back at this dude, but it's going to keep him relevant. You know what I'm saying? It's a good publicity shot, man.
Right.
It's a business move.
Hey, that's what I'm talking about. And, you know, I think it just may be a publicity stunt to help him, you know, help those guys, you know, really turn their attention to him. And then, because this dude is full of rhymes and raps, and I believe that he can withstand his own, stand on his two, all 10 toes, and come right back at these guys like it ain't nothing. So, for me, I'm enjoying what's going on. And Skeetamo, hold the line, man, because we got somebody on the line who know exactly what the words are. And once we get the whole information, then we're going to jump right back to you, Skeetamo, so that way you'll know exactly, you know, like you said, but we gotta know exactly what was said. So hold on real quick, Skeetamo. Let me get to this other caller real quick, because the other caller, man, got all the information. Yo, sis, what's up? Streets is talking, sis. Yo, tell us what the words are to what Kendrick Lamar done put out in the entertainment biz that then went fire on the tweet session.
That then went viral all the way. Okay, and I quote, this is what Kendrick Lamar spit on the Big Sean song. He said, "I'm usually a homeboy with the same niggas I'm rhyming with, but this is hip-hop, and them niggas should know what time it is." And that goes for Jermaine Cole, Big Crit, Wale, Pusha T, Meek Mill, A$AP Rocky, Big Sean, J Electron, Tyler Mac Miller. I got love for all of y'all, but I'm trying to murder you niggas, trying to make sure your core fans never heard of you niggas. They don't want to hear not one more noun of bird from you niggas.
Well, that's what you call slicing and dicing.
Yeah. So that's like, that's cutting the skin without cutting deep. I'm telling you, they're the ones that hurt. Sis, what do you think about that?
When you pose the question to the callers about what Kendrick Lamar said, this is exactly what he said. Y'all can't even say no nouns or verbs. What can you say?
is he gonna get somebody to really come back at him and try to shoot him down? Do you think he can hold his own?
Man, all I know is he got rappers in the lab right now. He got dudes in the lab, and that's good because a lot of these rappers have been reliant upon the beat and ain't saying nothing. So I'm gonna give it up to him for at least giving these rappers in the lab and really paying attention to what they're saying, because, you know, as of lately, before Kendrick Lamar, you know, and then your old school guys, Jay-Z, Nas, all them, these rappers ain't talking about nothing, man. So, you know, whether it's a publicity stunt or not, he got them guys on their toes, and they trying to come back with some heat, and that's good, because they know heat been out for a long time. And I'm going to leave it at that.
I respect Big Sean for not going back and changing his verse. I respect it. He could have went back and went against the grain and dogged him out on the verse. You know what I'm saying? After he heard it, but he let it go. And because it was a shout to him, too. So you got to give a shout out and respect to Big Sean for letting it go, because he know it's going to be hot. Hey, I'm on the track and he hollering about me. Come on, man. And, man, it's going to be hot. It's my track.
But then what does that say to the rappers that he didn't call out? Because there was a lot of jokes going around on Twitter and Instagram, like, why he ain't say me?
Because they're NBG. They're NBG, nothing but garbage. That's why.
He ain't say nothing about no 2 Chainz, Gucci Mane.
Irrelevant. He calling out on the top list of the Forbes list. You know, the entertainment of the Forbes list just came out. So if you wasn't on top of that, he wasn't calling you out. So there you have it.
Basically.
Sis, we appreciate the love. You know what it is. Thank you for the info. You know what I'm saying? Because I think pow, pow is what that boy just did. Like you said, they better get in the lab and step it up. Texas style, boy. That's what I'm talking about. Sis, we love you. You know what it is.
Man, we got enough time to get finesse in, man. We got them CBG boys, man.
Hold on, L Boogie. We got a special caller we got to put in real quick before time run out, and then we'll get finesse to blow us out. But check this out. We got one of your partners on the line that want to chime in with you real quick. Hey, caller, what's your name and where you calling from?
Dre McCullough, New York City.
Dre!
Yo, Dre. What's the deal? Calling straight from the NY. Welcome to the show, man. You on live with your boy T-Row and L Boogie. How you doing this evening?
How's everything going out there?
Oh, man. We ain't running as like they say, New York, as fast as a New York minute, but we chilling in this heat down here in the asylum. How you feel down there in NY?
We doing good. I'm missing in Arizona, though. I'm trying to get back out there.
Don't be in the rush. Wait till that heat go down.
I like the heat, man. New York is a little chilly.
My partner
in
crime, man. That was
my
partner in crime, bro. Oh, man.
How's everything?
Oh, man, everything is great, man. I appreciate you calling and supporting me, Dre. No doubt. And for the callers don't know, Andre McCullough, man, he coaches now at a junior college out there in the NYC. And, man, great guy, first of all, and great guard. And if you didn't know, his cousin Jay McCullough played at Pitt. And listen to this. Hey, Ro, I've seen this guy make guys get in his poster.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. Got a couple of poster shots. Yeah, take these with you.
Thanks for putting me on the air. Yes, sir.
No doubt. One quick question. Give you 30 seconds to answer this. I know you're a Giants. Are you a Giants or the Jets fan? Or forget the Giants?
Pittsburgh Steelers.
Pittsburgh, that's right. You're a Steelers fan. So let me ask you this, Dre. Will Pittsburgh be sitting in New York for the Super Bowl?
Nah, man. Not until we get rid of Ben Roethlisberger.
Ooh.
Oh, my.
Straight,
yeah.
Get rid of Ben.
Oh, my.
Big Ben.
We got to
continue that conversation on Monday. Oh, my.
You got to get rid of Big Ben, and the coach is too soft.
Oh, wow. I love Dre. But Dre, where you been? I need you to call in Monday. We only got 2 minutes.
Yeah, I'm going to call your show back sometime next week. They're having a big high school All-American game in New York City. I'd like to give you all the ups and downs on it and the top 50 players from the country playing.
No doubt. We're going to make sure we get you in the asylum, Dre.
Yes, sir. Y'all enjoy the rest of your day out there at A.
No doubt. We got 90 seconds. Hey, Ro, we're going to go out with a minute and a half. With my man Finesse, he going to end the show. GME, man. Goldmine Music Empire. Let's do it.
Already.
Shout out to homie Kendrick. I just want to take the time to say rest in peace to Empire. Yeah. I'm a lyricist, people. I am not a rapper. I'm going to show you the difference. Cleaner rappers, they geniuses, study rappers, commitment, they stylist, so not designer, I'm clotheslining they image, I calculate every sentence and buy it. These niggas lyrics with fractions of what my taxes allow these niggas to spend, and I'm giving, nothing was given but funerals, in a prison they judge me, but still I fill up your honor, and took that sentence, that life that I live is privilege, I brought it back to my village to lend it, saw my siblings corrupted by these conditions of poverty, struggling families, grinding just to get it, that section ain't got denied got that 30-day notice pending. I'm giving twisted visions of life inside of this living I'm making. For niggas living just like they were steady fitting. Them stories are real, no fiction. It's really murders and victims. Kingpins and snitches that populate park benches with product to sell. They fishing. Long as I'm snorting, sniffing that corner, gonna be that corner. Business. My sister got an addiction. Hurts me to see my sister on something I made existing. They cut it, cook it, and flip it. I cut it, cook it, and flip it. I'm residue. When I'm finished, I'm pure as it comes. I'm gonna read an 8 after you hit it. I'm Dino Goins. My written testimony of scriptures to life in the box. We're thinking outside of that box is prison. Vocal content is menace. Record for man is Guinness with parallel pronunciation. I am a gymnast. I got it. I feel it. Cook it is better. Fresh off the skillet. Let me take the time to mind a few rappers of mine. They tennis like shanking that nigga's drama. Cut a young man killed. Father, forgive me, Lord, for his death, and I bring him hell. Cause these rappers not really rappers. The proof is not in the cell. The proof is within the footing. I'm no Cosby. You can tell that gutter ain't got the juice, so I'm vicious to him as well. And that nigga they call the ripper, not ripping. Nothing but self. See, I'm boxing niggas for wealth with this crazy hand. I was ill. I play it like I was given for ages. And nothing else. I'm just entertaining myself. I be interstate with that self, that water. I'm running laps for the president for myself. I'm gone.
You heard it.
Kendrick. As I said before, people, I am not a rapper. I am a lyricist. Hear me, boy.
You heard it. The streets is talking Mondays and Fridays, 9 p.m. Eastern. T-Row, Jewel's the G, and I am your host, L Boogie. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a girlfriend. Take us out, Ro. And we still there? Let's go. Monday. Monday Mayhem, man. Let's go, man. Thanks for Nasty and me. To all the callers, we appreciate you. Slap, Pooh, Kimmy. Oh, man. It was a live show, man. No doubt. Let's go.
Every club in your city, what niggas at? I be in every club in the hood, what niggas at? Pull up, jump out, stunning like I was baby on my cocaine cowboy shit, like in the haze. Who the nigga think he is? Slick Rick or Dana Dane? Think he rock him or something? Look at his chain. Why I step from head to toe, I'm Dougie Fresh. Looking like I came to play Mr. Lynette. Any nigga with a watch like that, he need attention. Your man don't ball out like that, you need to bench him. What? R.I.P. Up in this bitch like we some Haitian. She got good head, good brain, good education. I'm dropped in a motherfucker, here's the situation. 1:45 a.m. the nine broken. By the time a nigga get to the crib, the mall open. Man, the nerve with this high ass bitch, she on the molly. She say she want me call him Miss Barry, she think she holly. R.I.P.
See me?
like to let them breathe a little bit before I kill them. You know, make them think it's a slight chance that they got this. They don't.